بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, tonight's mazmoon and topic is something that Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab Rahmatullahi Ali had written. Mufti Shafi Sahab Rahmatullahi Ali, the author of Ma'arif al-Quran, was the Mufti Azam of Pakistan, the leading and the most senior Mufti in Pakistan. He is the father of Hazrat Mufti Rafi Usmani, Mufti Taqi Usmani, Damat Barakatuhum. Mufti Taqi Usmani and Mufti Rafi Usmani are well known. And their father was a giant of a alim, mufti. He was the khalifa of Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. So many times, the topics we choose are from his writings. They were real Allah walas. And in this particular talk of his, Hazrat has mentioned, Aajkal zaman-e-nubuwat se bu'ad aur qiyamat-e-qurb ki wajah se kufr wa shirk اور الحاد بے دینی بے عملی کا دور ہے. He says, as we have moved further and further away from the era, the time of Nubuwat Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, now we more than 1400 years later, the more we moved away from the time of Nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from his time, as we're moving away further and further away from his time, we are coming closer to Qiyamah. So when this has happened, he says that because we are closer to Qiyamah, we will find there's so much of kufr, ilhad, people leaving the fold of Islam, and there is so much of bedini. There is no deen in our lives. There is no amal in our lives. Gunahon se bachna اور دین پر قائم رہنا حدیث کی پیشن گوئی کے مطابق ایسا مشکل ہو گیا ہے جیسے انگارے کو ہاتھ میں تھامنا. This is exactly what Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, that the time before Qiyamah will be such that it will be so difficult to practice on deen, like how it is so hard and difficult to hold a brand of hot burning coal in your hand, that your hand feels the burning sensation and quickly move it from one hand to the other. And you have to hold on to this coal. And then from that hand to this hand, it is so difficult to hold on to the coal. Like that, it will be difficult to be steadfast on deen. Why? Because we have moved away from the time of Nubuwat and now we are moving closer and closer to Qiyamah. And then he says, Musalmano ki bari ta'adad ko, تو اس کی فکر ہی نہ رہی کہ جو کام وہ کر رہے ہیں وہ گناہ ہے یا ثواب. It is such a large group of Muslims, believers, they have become so engulfed in sins and vice and evil, or they have become so engrossed in such practices and deeds that they have no fikr, no concern whatsoever that what I'm doing, is it a thing of guna, of sin, or is it sawab? There is no fikr. Absolutely we have become unmindful, negligent, heedless. There is no signs of concern. In fact, we have a different attitude, an indifferent attitude, apathetic nature, attitude. So he says, halal hai ya haram? We don't even bother to see the thing is halal, or is it haram? Whether it is going to be guna or thawab, halal or haram. Usse Allah Ta'ala razi hui ya naraz. We are not even concerned whether my Allah is becoming happy or Allah is becoming naraz. But this is exactly how we are feeling now. Exactly this is how, this is what is prevalent today. That unfortunately, we have become so further away from deen, that this fikr, this concern, how our elders had, the pious predecessors, the mashayikh, the ulama, and they would caution the people. And people would listen to them. There was one zamana in this country, whatever Mawla Ansari would say, Rahmatullah Ali, Mawla Umaji Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would say, Mawla Khatib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would say, Mawla Yunus Patel Rahmatullah would say, people would listen immediately. Now it's different. Already we can see the difference. Now we hardly even worried about whether it's halal or haram, whether it's guna or sawab, whether my Allah is getting pleased with me, Allah is becoming naraz with me. اب جو کچھ خدا کی بندے اس کی فکر کرنے والے رہ گئے ہیں ان کے لئے اور بھی دنیا کی فضا تنگ ہو گئی. Even those few people who are Allah walas, for them also the environment has become so difficult. Why? He says, انفرادی گناہوں سے کسی طرح جان بچا بھی لے, a person individually, he will refrain from sins. He won't do those things that will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on his own, individually, in his private life. But because of the environment he is living in, the zaraat, maashat, the dealings of people, the environment when you are going to work, the type of people who are surrounding you, non-Muslims. And he says, Muslims who are by Muslim by name, weak Muslims. So if the condition around you, when you are doing a business deal also, when you go into the bank also, there's a problem. The functions that you go to, there's a problem. When you go visit somebody, there's a problem. The environment has become so evil around us. So the person himself is staying away from guna, but becomes polluted because of the environment we are living in. And he says, mulazamat waghira ma'ash ke kul shu'ba par, in all faculties, in all facets of life, in every department you go to, you'll find there is some temptation, some sin, some guna. Person is innocently traveling, and there's a billboard already trying to attack him, entice him. Goes to the airport, same problem. You're traveling by air, there's a problem. And then he says, that Musalman bhi huye, to wahi deen se azad. So even those who are, we are Muslims, but we want to live a free life. And this is something that is most hurtful. Because all of us have, or many of us, illa mashallah, have become fallen victims to this. We want an azad life. A life that is absolutely free. Nobody must tell me anything what to do. Ulama must keep silent. They must worry about their own thing. My father can't tell me anything today. So even if I'm wrong, a person who is a nasih, one who is giving you good advice, is your well-wisher, you're not prepared to listen to him. So I'll do as I wish, you don't tell me what I must do. This is exactly the life that we have now opted for, and this is prevalent today. The youth, nobody must tell them anything. The elders, nobody can tell them anything. So everybody wants to have his own life. The wife, you can't tell her anything. Women folk, you can't tell him anything. They'll do as they want. So this is what he's saying, azadi. Befikr, no botheration whatsoever. Halal haram ki bahas ko tang nazri qarar dene wale. So he said, people have now regarded everything to be so alien, foreign. They're not even worried about halal haram. And people who are concerned about halal haram, then you regard them to be very narrow minded. People who have got fikr for deen, you see they are backwards. It's very hard. He must live with the times. How can he be like this? How can he say this? Why? Because your nafs wants azadi. You want to be like that free bird roaming around, flying around, and must not be andaki. Remember, respected brothers and elders, الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنُ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. This dunya is a prison for you and I. It is a garden for the disbeliever. They have got azadi. Whatever they want to eat, drink, wear, walk, do, whatever they want, complete azadi. Mu'min cannot. But a person who is in prison, Allah save us, a prisoner, and he is in such a cell, there's not even a window there. He doesn't know what's happening outside. He's in darkness. The outside world will not affect him. That is how a believer should be. The outside world should not affect you. The trends, the fashions of the West should not affect you. You should not become affected by that. Our women folk have become affected by it in a very serious manner. What they, women, are wearing, we must wear the same. If they are naked, then we must also be naked. Respected brothers and elders, this is something of concern. All of us, the speaker, the one who sings, reading from the Buzurg's kitab, wallahi, I am in most need, and there's no tasannu, tawazu, anything. This is genuine. Every day we ponder, fikr, ya Allah, where am I going to? I was telling my students today, we can finish whole Bukhari Sharif, and whole Muslim Sharif, and all the hadith kitab and everything. But the very one of the very first questions Allah will ask us on the day of Qiyamah. And the first ball we bowled out already. Mada amilta bima alimta. What actions you did? How did you practice according to the knowledge you gained? You learn Quran, you learn Hadith, and let's look at your amal. In conformance with what we learned or not? This is the zamana we're going. But please, we should never become mayus and lose hope. This is to show us, to caution us, to awaken all of us. Everybody is in a lull. Everybody wants a very sweet bayan. Everybody wants a sweet bayan. The doctor Jesus, when you were small, I'm sure everybody remembers when you went for that first injection, when we were little children, we had a flu, and how we cried in the doctor's surgery. And after the injection, he gave you a lollipop. After the injection. And sometimes they give you the medicine right there, and you just bubbling inside your mouth, you just want to spew everything out. It's very bitter. So, that bitter medicine, that's what is best for us. After you can have the lollipop, no problem. What do we want? We want to have a nice life, full of enjoyment. As I said, azadi, do as you wish, go wherever you want, with no restrictions, no hudud of sharia, nothing. 24/7, every single day of our life, we are governed by laws of sharia. Ahkamat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnah 24/7, right till we leave this world. There isn't an occasion in our life where we can see, okay, we can just be free from sharia for a couple of days. Ma'adallah. Never, 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 never. People are going for hajj now. They are ahkamat. They are laws. The man has to don his ihram. There is miqat. There is dam. There is jinayat. There is rami. There is jamarat. There is mina, muzdalifa, arafat. All this teaches you. Bhai, metu Allah ka ghulamu. My Allah say, I must go mina, I'm going. Muzdalifa, arafat. Whatever my Allah has commanded me, I am following. Ramadan, same thing happened. Allah commanded us to keep roza, stay away from even halal things during the day, which normally was halal, and then now became haram for us while fasting, we followed. Etikaf, we followed. Whatever hukam Allah Ta'ala gives us in our lendain, in our buying, our selling, they are laws of sharia. These are not made by any mufti sahab or any mali sahab. No. These are from Quran and Hadith. Everything we have been governed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these laws outwardly may seem rigid for many people. But Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib writes, rahmatullah alayh, he says there is so much of benefit, not only for Muslims, for even non-Muslims also. It's a deen of Allah. Allah Pak has given us His Quran. Allah Pak has given us His deen. This deen, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Accept Islam wholeheartedly. Any other way can never be accepted. Any other way, never accepted. Even if outwardly it seems that some country has now abolished interest and they don't want interest transactions, and outwardly they seem to be having some type of suffering, financial constraints, see, because now interest, they're doing away with it. In the eyes of Allah, it's not like that. In the eyes of Allah, it's not like that. So Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah is saying, and then he says, you can see the pain in which he's saying. Because he says after that, إِلَى الْمُشْتَكَى وَإِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلِهِ رَاجِعُونَ. That Musliman also becomes so befikr, completely not even bothered. They want azadi, they just want freedom, do as I wish, nobody can tell me anything. So he says, I complain only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our complaint can only be put forward before Allah Rabbul Izzat. And to Allah we belong, and to Allah we return. And then he says, that ghazab hai ki apni befikri wa beparwai ke laaye hue is natije ko bahut se log ye kehne lage ki deen islam aur shariat par amal karna bahut sakht dushwar hai. And many people now begin to say it's very difficult to practice on deen, very hard. Whereas he says, agar zara bhi ghor kare, you ponder slightly, to maloom hokar ho ke shariat islam mein na koi tangi hai na dushwari hai, balki duniya ke tamam mazahib se zyada maashi aasaniya usi mein hai, compared to all other creeds and other religions and other ways of the different things in the world you find, compared to all of that, Islam is the most easiest, simplest, and the best way. The best way. Allah has even, Rasulullah has even taught us how to relieve ourselves, how to go to toilet. Which madhab has got that? Which deen shows you? When a child is born, Islam teaches you about aqiqah, about giving adhan in the ear, iqama in the ear, tahniq, what good name to give, how the tarbiyat of the child should be. Woman folk, Islam gives a woman her true respect. We did in the morning hadith lesson. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our life, livelihood also, in every aspect, if we follow Quran, follow hadith, there is only khair, only benefit for us. And then he says, albatta jab kisi cheez ka riwaj hi na hai, اور اس پر عمر کرنے والے بہت کم رہ جائے تو آسان سے آسان چیز مشکل ہو جاتی ہے. Beautiful statement. He says, a very simple thing to practice on becomes extremely difficult when people are no more practicing upon it. When everybody now has forsaken that action or that practice, now suddenly one person is doing it, he looks very, very strange. He seems different. He gives an example. If in any place he says that people are nobody is wearing topi, pyjama, for example, like how we're wearing topi, kurta, for example, and everybody is wearing suit boot there, and suddenly one person now he wants to wear his topi and his kurta, immediately people look at him with big eyes. They make him feel uncomfortable. Why? There is no riwaj found anymore. This practice has been lost. Nobody is doing it. So what's the point he's saying is, when people abandon a way of life, when everybody adopt a different way and all of them are following a different way, now any person who comes and he tries to bring about a certain thing, he looks very, very different. And this is exactly what the hadith of Rasulullah says, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَأَ. One meaning of this hadith is, that Islam, when it commenced, it was very strange to the people. For a non-Muslim, for a mushrik, when he watched a sahabi, a mu'min, performing salah also, what is this? When a person was not worshipping idols, not worshipping the sun and the moon, making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading Quran. So the way of life of the Muslims was very, very different. Exactly that, a time will come before Qiyamah, when those who are practicing on deen, they'll be regarded by the rest of community and society to be strange people. They're not fitting with society. They're different. Look at these people, what they're doing. People ask, you're actually wearing a beard. You got a beard in this time. So everybody is clean shaven and you got a beard. You are strange. But Allah says, فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسُ مِنْ بَعْدِي مِنْ سُنَّتِي. Glad tidings be to those ghuraba, those people who regarded to be strange by everybody else. That you're different. How often in our own homes, our own circles, the person is working, all other Muslims in that company, nobody prepared to have a beard or kurta or topi or anything, there's no jumma, nothing. And his one brother goes, now he's wearing turban and kurta. So everybody looks at him. People, the non-Muslim, ask, hey, how come, what? They might even make a joke also sometimes. So Rasulullah says, فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. Glad tidings to those people who will be regarded to be strangers. Why? they will be reforming with the people corrupted of my sunnah after my demise. People change the way of life of Rasulullah SAW. So our eating also has become different. Our libas, to a certain extent, inshallah, alhamdulillah, is okay. But it can change. The mannerism in which we deal and talk and behave and conduct ourselves moved away from sunnah. So this is what Mufti Sahib is saying. So he says, no matter how easy an action may be do, but how easy an action may be, but when the culture and the norm of people has completely changed, contrary to what you want to bring about and do or revive, it becomes difficult now. So in those homes where a woman wants to wear parda and hijab, and everybody is against it. So all the other women folk, they don't wear scarf, no hijab, no niqab, nothing. Now this young girl, she wants to change her life. How miserable we, the own members of the family, make her life. Tongue they make it for her. Poor girl can't come out of her room even. Those uncles who are not a mahram would purposely go to shake her hands. On the Eid day, what does she do? And so many other occasions, what does she do? We see you're causing a split in the family. You are the problem. You the stranger. You the alien. This is exactly our condition. Anybody who wants to practice on deen now, and he's got that fervor and he's trying, we're trying to put him off. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, many things I have said now on my own, but he said, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah has mentioned here, that khulasa yeh hai, ki tangi aur dushwari, sab hamari ghaflat, wo beparwai ka natija hai. That is the result of our heedlessness, and having no concern about the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran, Hadith, Sunnah, what has this resulted in? Now is becoming very difficult to practice on deen. Very difficult. Sab musalman deeni umur ke paband ho jaye, to namaz, roza, hajj, zakat, sab sahal ho jaye. Aur gunao se bachna tabi amar ho jaye. How beautiful. He said, if every Muslim, everybody, starts reading salat, we discharge our zakat, we do our hajj, we do our ibadat, and we do whatever Allah has commanded us, it becomes so easy for every person. And if all of us stay away from sins, then it will become a natural thing for every single person to refrain from sins. But if every person, or most of the people now, they've abandoned this, so people have become heedless and negligent regarding salat, and regarding hajj or zakat or roza or whatever it is, so then automatically it becomes difficult for many people to practice upon, or those who wish to practice upon it. So the more the numbers now would increase and moving away from deen, the more difficult it becomes for those few who are left who want to practice on deen. But if everybody comes on deen, how easy it becomes. Imagine in our Ashival area, if all the Muslims around this masjid, all the streets around, if everybody is namazi, then be-namazi will feel, he'll feel uncomfortable, he'll also become a namazi. If you are in such a place, if you take a nafil action, leave farz, take a nafil action. If we are all in such, in a masjid, and every Monday and Thursday, if everybody is keeping roza, now iftar time, everybody is making iftar, and I'm saying, hey, everybody is opening their fast, hey, next week I must keep roza also. Because now everybody is doing it, so it becomes automatically easy. If all of us are reading tahajjud salat, so anybody who comes in, he'll also engage in tahajjud. If everybody is reciting Quran in the Arab world, you see this. Few minutes left before salah, they're reading Quran. So if everybody is reading Quran, automatically you will also take on Quran and you start reading. Exactly like how Ramadan time. This is what we need to inculcate. If everybody comes onto deen, then he says, everything becomes so sahal and so easy. Then he says, magar kisse kahe, aur kon sunega? Who do we say? I can imagine after how he must have, with what a dilbari heart, what type of heart he must have said these things.
after so much of fikr and ma'rif al-Qur'an, and I don't know exactly when he wrote this, but whenever he had mentioned this, written this, he's trying to show a certain point here. He said, who do we say now? Who's going to listen to us? Nobody's prepared to listen. Nobody's prepared to listen. Therefore, we make dua, Allah, give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq. We are coming here for Islam. And I mentioned right in the beginning, I'm just sitting here, just passing on whatever comes to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah makes the asbab. Allah guides us. So this is what we are reading so that it can benefit myself and for every person who listens. But we have to listen attentively with the niyat of amal. Niyat of amal. Ikhlas, with ikhlas and amal. Yes, nobody will perfect it. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib himself, you see what he will say. Nonetheless, he says, Barhal ek taraf to gunao ke tofan umand rahe. He says, on one side we've got the guna, sins are gushing forth. Like floods have opened of sins, one after the other. And the other side, that we've got the result of this is what? That because of our bad a'mal, the result of our bad actions was happening, we are suffering drought, qahat, zalazil, earthquakes. He says, qatal o gharat, killings, we can see it throughout the world now. Zillat ki surat mein musalman par musallat hai. Musalman have become zaleel, humiliated. Completely, you can see any part of the world. The moment the person is confronting a Muslim, the Muslim is denigrated. He's made zaleel. He can't say anything. Allah protect our Muslims wherever they are. Or he says, Islah ki koshish. This making an effort for Islah also, raiga, is now just wasted. Nobody is really showing real concern, genuine to reform himself. How I can please my Allah? How I can rid my heart from all the filth? How I can change my life? How I can become pious? How I can turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Mufti sahab, then he says, uski zarurat hai ki musalman ko uski guna hone ka ilm ho jaye. At least he says that we need to know that this is a sin. Have knowledge, but ye guna hai. And, aur uske chorne ka irada kar le. Just make an intention to leave all this. So first of all, there's so many things we are doing. He gives few of those sins. He said the list is so big. The whole unwan, he says, gunah be lazzat. So many sins we are doing, he says, that there is zero enjoyment from it. Not to say there are sins that we should enjoy. No. The point here is, in other words, there are certain sins that a person gets involved in. There is no fayda whatsoever. All sins is no fayda. All sins. But there are some that we take it for so granted, become so habitual, so accustomed to it, that we don't regard it as to be a sin. Yes, if I say drinking alcohol, everybody says guna. Eating pork, everybody says guna. Zina, everybody knows is guna. But when it comes to mocking some person, nobody treats that as a guna. That has become part and parcel of our life. So he termed that as guna belazat. We don't even realize that these are also very, very harmful and poisonous to our lives. So all he says, that we make irada to leave out these sins. He says, Musliman kam az kam in gunaon se to bach jaye. At least we can refrain and we can be saved. He says, sab gunaon se najat na ho. We might not be gain salvation and freedom from every type of sin, but kam as kam taqleel hi ho jawe. At least our sins will be lesser and lesser and lesser. It's called taqleel. So we might not be able to refrain from all type of, we must try, but it's possible we might not refrain from every single sin, but at least that volume that we are doing, or the intensity of how we were committing those sins, at least that becomes lesser and lesser and lesser. Like a person smoking 2 packets of cigarette. I don't know how many in 1 packet, maybe 20 or something, whatever. So if he's smoking 40 a day, the doctor says you have to leave it, he won't leave this 40 cigarettes suddenly overnight, no. But he'll make taqleel from 40 to 38, 36, then 30, then he comes to 25, he says, oof, 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 oof. great mujahada, yes, and slowly till the end. He may still smoke, just one or two. Of course, he should give it completely. Just what, at least make a start of taqleel of our guna, taqleel. And taqleel and making it less can never happen if we are not determined. So we will sit from now till Qiyamah, listen every type of bayan. We should be doing it, listening to bayan, but listen with the intention of Allah and make dua to Allah. Ya Allah, whatever I heard, Ya Allah, I don't have this in my life. Ya Allah, you give me the tawfiq and bring it into my life. You create the means. Give me that himmat, give me the taqat. Otherwise, it is just suni suna hi hui baat. Somebody said, sun kar, sun ho gaye. Just listening, he became so helpless, useless. We have to become men in the true sense of the word. Of course, women folk, what we mean, become true believers. Al-mu'minun, become true believers. Ula'ika humul mu'minun haqqa. Allah says, these are the true believers in the real sense of the word. Those are the people we need to become. So as Mufti Safi Shafi Sahab Rahman says, that kam as kam taqleel ho jawe. Chhodne ki bhi himmat aur tawfiq ho jawe. At least we get some tawfiq of abandoning these sins. You see, so many sins are sugar-coated. We don't realize, like how for a small child, he sees a beautiful snake. What does the child know what's the harm of the snake? And the poison the snake has in it, venom. Or when a snake will bite you. And how poisonous it can be. Child is innocent. The child does not know the anjam, the aqibat, the consequence of when it places his hand on the snake. So that's why Mufti Shafi Sahib saying so many gunas are like the beautiful snake for us. We do not know how poisonous these snakes are. And therefore, he is going to remind us, see this sin, this is the result of it. This sin, this is the result of it. Therefore, abstain from it. The very first one he has mentioned is la ya'ni, fuzul, befaida, kam ya kalam. And this is, we spoke about this before also. Rasulullah ﷺ mentioned in the hadith, min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'niha. Rawahu Tirmidhi. That from the beauty of a person's Islam, the beauty of his Islam is what? Tarkuhu. He leaves out all futile things. Things that do not concern him, even regarding his dunya also he leaves it. And of course, most importantly, his akhirat. Those things that don't concern his akhirat, he never becomes engrossed in those things. He never pays attention to those things. It does not concern him. He is concerned about things, matters pertaining to his dunya and his akhirah. So from the beauty of a person's Islam is, tarkuhu, he leaves out la ya'ni, fuzul, futile things, futile work, kaam and kalam also. We look at our own lives, leave somebody else. When you go home tonight, from Fajr time till now, how many things we said were not required to be said? Futile. So many extra things we said and we caused such big problems. We caused a fight, we caused a quarrel, we made ghibah, we carried some tale. So he says, insan jitne kaam ya kalam karta hai, bazaahir uski teen qisme. There are three types of kalam of a person or work. Number one, he says, ek mufid. One that is beneficial. Jisme koi fayda deen ya dunya ko. So there is beneficial, whether it's his dunya or akhirat, but it's regarded as beneficial. So that's one. Second one, muzir. Detrimental, harmful to him. Jisme deen ya dunya ka nuksan ho. In other words, that which is going to affect his deen or dunya, that's muzir. And the third one, he says, na mufid na muzir. It's not beneficial, and it's not muzir also, it's not harmful. So there's no fayda in it, there's no nuksan. But he says, this third one is layani, it is futile. So even though there is no nuksan to it, but he classifies it, he says, it's just like the second one, which is muzir for you. That which was not concerning you, there was no fayda, there was no harm, but becoming engaged in it leads to the second type, which means muzir, it will cause you harm.
Simple explanation, he says, that look at the time. Something you became involved in, which was not beneficial, nor harmful. You did something. So, it didn't harm you, but what about the time you spent, the time you wasted in that? How many times you said? In that one, the time that was beneficial for you, or you, it was not, whatever work you did, it was not beneficial, no harmful, but the time you spent in that, you could have read Subhanallah. You could have done something more valuable. So he said, agar usme ek dafa Subhanallah keh liya, to mizani amal ka aada palla bar jata. Half your skills, or your skills in the day of Qiyamah will become full. Hadith says, person says, Subhanallah, تَمْلَأُ الْمِيزَانِ It fills the scale, fills the pan. It makes it bari, it makes it heavy. So this is what he's saying, that something which is bare faida. And he says, if I give you a choice of this beautiful, there's a treasure box here, full of jewels, pearls, emeralds. And the other one is khali mitti, just sand. Which one you choose? The first one. Why, that's benefit for me. The other mitti is futile. I'm wasting my time. It's going to benefit me in no way. They're going to harm me also. But the other one is going to benefit me. There's simple examples, logical, we can understand. So the very first one he says, that, la yani futile. But then he gives one hadith. He says, ek hadith mein hai, ki ek martaba Hazrat Ka'b bin Ujra radiyallahu ta'ala, Ka'b bin Ujra radiyallahu ta'ala, chan roz Ahazr sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ki khidmat mein hazir na ho sake. He was absent. He wasn't in the masjid. Imagine how many sahaba used to come, but Rasulullah could just sense which sahabi is not there. He would ask, bhai fulan kahan hai, where is he? So after in logo se unka hal pucha, bhai kahan, how's kahan, what's happening? So batlaya gaya ki wo bimar hai, he's very sick. Aap sab unki iyadat ki tashreef lege, Nabi Akareem sab went to visit him. Halat nazuk dekhi. So he was quite bad, quite ill. Nabi Kareem some tried to console him, make him feel good, and give him some type of hope. So while Nabi Kareem is giving him some hope, suddenly some person says, one lady says, Khuda ki qasam, ey Ka'b, tumhe jannat mubarak ho. O Ka'b, glad telling them, jannat for you. Ye kalma sunkar aap sabne farmaya ki Khuda ke معاملہ میں قسم کھا کر دخل دینے والی یہ کون ہے? In the matter of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether he's going to be jannati or not, that's in Allah's hands. Who's this woman who now, she's claiming that he is jannati? Ka'b radhiyallahu anhu ne arz kiya, meri walida, she's my mother. My mother has spoken. Look at this. Aap sahab ne farmaya, tumhe kya khabar? Address the mother. She says, with respect, what do you know? Shayad Ka'b ne kabhi layani kalam kiya ho? Perhaps Ka'b has said something in his life which was futile. He said something which was futile. Ya zaid azhajat mal ko Allah ke raaste mein kharch karne mein kotahi ki ho? The surplus wealth he had, perhaps he was deficient in spending that in the path of Allah. You see? So how can you with certainty say that he's getting Jannat? Now look at the two things. The second one was, the extra wealth, he did not spend in the path of Allah. And the first one, perhaps he said something in his life which was futile. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah says, then, لا يعني كلام کا حساب ہوگا مطلب بظاہر یہ ہے کہ لا يعني كلام کا حساب ہوگا. You see, there'll be حساب for all the futile things also we are saying. Time is already up. Next one is also important. Inshallah, next week we'll continue with these belas, the guna that Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah wants to draw our attention to, which we take for granted. So, layani baat. Make amal, let's try make amal, inshallah. I normally ask my friends what I spoke, like after a couple of days, what I spoke on Monday. MashaAllah, many of them give the answers right also. Some forget, because sometimes I forget, I need to be reminded. But if you go home back, and shared with, properly, of course, with our family members. And alhamdulillah, nowadays, this whole thing is recorded and they send it also in the week. So listen to it again. Refresh it. Then how? That's the only way we benefit. One spoon medicine you take and you expect to get cured. Impossible. Ourselves, we have to
The whole day, keep on reading, reminding ourselves. Last week we spoke about fitna. The different types of fitan. Fitan in himself, fitan in your family, your children, your wealth, etc. So today, we are talking about such gunas that we take for granted. We don't even realize they are harmful to us. The very one first one we did today was futile speech and futile things. We should abstain from it. There'll only be benefit for us if we abstain from it. May Allah give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, to have fikr for our akhirah, to have fikr for our deen. Don't become ghafil, heedless, and don't worry, and let just carry on with every other person and enjoy our lives and desire azadi, azadi, azadi. When maut will strike, then it is too late. Then we can make any excuse in the world, it's too late. Finish. So when Allah has given us a tawfiq, Allah is making us hear these things, so that we can make our islah, we have no excuse then. Allah give me tawfiq again, give all of us tawfiq, our mothers and sisters at home also. Times are very, 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 very challenging. Of course, we can't even narrate and relate the things that we deal with during the day, sometime late part of the night. Now, I really understand what Hazrat Maulana Ramad used to go through. Unbelievable things in this world, ya Allah. And genuinely your sleep will go away. Allah protect us. Nobody is perfect. That's why I make dua. Allah protect me from slipping. You know, all of us. Allah protect us from zillat. Allah give us izzat. Allah protect us. If we're going in the wrong direction, may Allah Ta'ala send His floodgates of mercy and save us from going the wrong way. Allah must save us from zillat in this dunya and more important zillat of the akhirat. Imagine the akhirat in front of your Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And your books are open and all the wrong things you are doing. How are you going to face Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Those Sahaba Ikram, your parents, your grandparents, your family members, your children, your whole community, your society, everywhere. Ala ru'usil khalaiq. From Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the last ummah, every ummah standing there. And each one of us coming in. Ah, what zillat a person gets in. That's why Mashayikh said, the zillat of the hereafter is worse than the zillat of dunya. Dunya, you got zalil, you did something wrong, people shouted you, you got ashamed, and it's over. But akhirat, perpetually. So Allah protect us, Allah give us hidayat. Worry about ourselves, our families, our children, our youth. We have to have that concern and that worry. Otherwise, everybody just goes into a lull, and we think everything is happening. MashaAllah, we're coming for namaz, and we heard bayan and carries on. No. This is something serious, serious, serious. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك